Good morning. So this morning, I was thinking to share some thoughts in regard to happiness and games. How many of you like to play games? Yeah, I do too. How many of you like to win? Yeah, how many of you like to lose? Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad at least one person likes to lose. You like to win too, right? Yeah, that's where we need to be. We need to be able to win and to be able to lose and to have a good time anyway. Life is not just about me. Life is about you. Life is not just about you. It's about other people. And if we're not careful, the only games we'll want to play are the ones we know we can win. And that's not a good way to be. We should be caring about other people, not just ourselves. Let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I ask that you would help each one of us to understand how to win well and how to lose well and how to let it not matter and how to care more about the things that are eternal than the things that are temporal, the things that are on this earth. Help us, Lord, to care most about that things are done in a way that can be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we go further, let's see if anybody learned anything. How many of you like to win games? Yeah. How many of you like to lose? There's a little bit more participation. I appreciate that. Maybe we're already starting to get the picture. Of course, in our heart of hearts, in our flesh, we like to win. We just do. We like to win. And that's okay, as long as it's not an overtaking, overpowering sense of that. And if we can rejoice with the other person when it's their turn to win. So in doing a little research, children love to win games because it makes them happy. It boosts their self-esteem. We think, hey, I can do it. It builds confidence. It earns attention. How many of you like attention? A couple of you? Well, sort of. Yeah, well, that's a reasonable answer. I think that it's okay to have attention, but it's not something where we should be doing anything for attention, or where we don't feel worthy unless we've done something that is going to bring attention in a positive way from others. It's okay to lose a game. That means somebody else got to win. That means it made them happy as well. We should be happy for them. That should make us happy. It should help us. Now, it also can make people feel capable and smart. Do you feel smart when you win a game? Do you feel like, wow, you did some good planning, good playing, good thinking? Yeah, sort of feel that way. It fulfills a natural drive to compare and achieve. Ooh, I can do better than you. Or maybe I can't do as well as you. Well, makes them feel proud. It gets positive feedback, whatever that is. In other words, it makes people say good things, like parents and friends. So that's some reasons why children love to win games. But happiness can be bad when can happiness be bad? Are there times when happiness can be bad? Yeah. When we're happy about the wrong things, right? When it's excessive, when it's a type of happiness that isn't on the level. Do you know what I mean? We're supposed to have lives that are balanced. We're not supposed to have roller coaster rides through life where we're either very happy or very sad. We're supposed to have level lives where there's some happiness, there's some sorrow, but because of Christ, we can stay on the level. If we are excessively happy because of something, next thing you know, we will be excessively sad because of something else. Remember, it's good to like to win, and it's good to even be happy when we lose, because it keeps us on the level. It helps us realize that we're not the only one who can do well. Happiness can be bad when it's inappropriate for the situation, like feeling joy at somebody else's pain. Let's just say that I'm running a race with, let's see, Timmy's probably pretty fast, and I beat him because I have longer legs. And I'm so happy he lost that I'm not even happy I'm happy. I'm just happy he lost. That's not good happiness, is it? No. We don't want to have joy because we made them look bad or feel bad or anything like that. Happiness can be bad when it leads to ignoring underlying problems. Sometimes people do what it takes to be happy in spite of things that really need to be dealt with in life. We can't just say, you know what? I'm going to throw all my problems under the rug. It doesn't work very well that way, does it? If we hide our problems, the rug becomes bumpy after a while, and we start tripping because we've made a problem for ourselves. We have to have things that are on the level. We have to have stable lives. Happiness can be bad when it makes us not use good judgment. I'd like to look up a few verses, and the first one is in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27. First Corinthians 9, 24 to 27. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? We know that, right? If you run in a race, there's a winner, and there's sometimes a number of losers. We like to be the winner. Can we be happy even if we're the loser? I think so. But there's a different type of race, and it's the race in the things of the Lord, and we can all win. Isn't that a good type of race? That's a worthy race. It says, so run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. What does incorruptible mean? Surely somebody knows. It won't perish. It won't get ruined. It's not able to be hurt because we're running an eternal race. I therefore so run, I think this is Paul speaking, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. We don't want to tell everybody else, run, run, run the good race, fight the good fight, do well, live for Jesus, and then go and do bad things. That would be horrible, wouldn't it? We need to all keep our lives in subjection and on the level. Subjection to Christ, to one another. We need to do things not to obtain a corruptible crown, but an incorruptible. What is incorruptible?
It doesn't perish.
It doesn't perish. Somebody was listening. I'm sure more than one of you could have answered. But yes, How many of us can be happy even when we lose? One, two, three. Everybody! Wow, we could almost just go back to our seats now. We got it. Yay! You know what? I challenge you to play a game and lose and be happy. You can do it, but don't lose on purpose. Play your best. Give it your all. And when you're living for Jesus, give that your all too, because we can all win. If somebody does better than you in something, that's all right. Stay focused on Jesus and keep fighting the good fight. And you will win. You will win. You just have to keep looking to Jesus. You will win. The next part I want to look at is 1 Corinthians 15, 57, and my favorite verse, 58. 57 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That means we win through Him. Then my favorite verse. If it's not my favorite, it's right up there with my favorite. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." What does it mean that our labor is not in vain in the Lord? It means that we will
win.
You're right. We're going to win. It's about following Jesus, getting to heaven, living victorious in this life to help others prepare as well for heaven. Now, we already looked at some of this, but I'd like to continue to look at how to win in the most important things. Who can quote, and you can mess up a little bit, it's okay, but who can quote John 3:16? That is right, and that was right on, too. "That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Everlasting life sounds like a win to me. It does. Not perish, that sounds incorruptible. Wow! What if I could have incorruptible spaghetti to eat, and I could eat it any time I wanted, and it always stayed good and hot? But this is a corruptible world. I can't have all those things all the time. But I can work towards going somewhere where, after having won here, and we can all win, we'll be able to have incorruptible whatever it is that the Lord has to offer, and it's a lot better than the proving grounds that He's put us on here. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Does anybody know what that is? Trust. And lean not, it's the one that goes, and then, "and lean not unto your own understanding." You were heading the right direction. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and you're gonna win. That's right. All right. Now, another one is going with God's plans. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Just imagine if God was speaking this to you right now, and perhaps He is. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." The Lord wants our best. He wants us to win through Jesus Christ. He provided Jesus for us so we can win. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them." What's them? I guess something evil, huh? Overcome. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Overcomers are winners. 1 John 5, verse 4 through 11. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. What's the world? It's got the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, whatever that all means, but it sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? Yeah. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our... What does it take? Faith. We've got to believe in God. Got to hang on to that. There's times where things will come that will want to shake your faith. They will want to make you not believe or make you question. And it might not seem possible right now, but believe me, they do come. Things come in life that want to hit your foundation and knock it out from under you. And we have to decide that we are going to stay on the winning team and we're going to believe in Jesus and keep the faith. Sometimes we need to cling to the faith by faith because we hardly feel we have it, but we know in our hearts the truth. And may the Lord strengthen us, because there are times where we can wrestle with things and fail in certain ways. If we do, we need to get up again and keep down that road. Not way up here, not way down here, but stable in the Lord. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our
faith.
That's right. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. You know when you believe in God. You know it in yourself. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now, we can't really make God a liar, can we? No. But we can, by saying that something he said isn't right, we make as if he was a liar. And if we're not careful, who's the liar? We are. So we got to be careful that we just believe those things that God says and support those things. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. How many of us can win? All of us. Zachary, get your hand up. You can win. That's right. We can all win. Now, when we play games, how many of us can happily lose? And how many of us can happily win? That's right. Keep on the level. Remember, we don't want to be way up here because we won, or way down here because we lost. When you win, I win because somebody I love won. When I win, you win because somebody you love won. It doesn't matter. What matters most is the big win. And that is that we are ready when Jesus returns. You may go back to your seats.